Hi, I'm Marduk. I'm from www.abovetopsecret.com. I'm Dan, by the way, Dan Pettit. I'm from the UK. I live in England, in the north, where it's very cold and lots of snow at the moment. I just wanted to make this podcast for anyone who wanted to listen to songs about extraterrestrials and conspiracy theories and this kind of thing, which I'm kind of interested in. So if you're interested, then please listen on, and hopefully there'll be something that interests you. I wanted to write these songs as I had a few ideas I wanted to get down. So recently I put together some tracks just on acoustic guitar. I will be recording them again at some point with full backing, with drums and electric guitars and keyboards and stuff on. To make them more accessible, maybe a bit more approachable to the ear, a bit more poppy. But these are the first takes, as it were, that I've got, and I wanted to share with you them today. About the songs, they're about extraterrestrial visitation and contacts. Some new age themes in there, some spiritual ideas, and some conspiracy theories, of course. So if you're interested, then please listen on. This first song, which I'm going to play for you, is called Dawning on a New Age, and it's about the changing world which we live in. It's about environmental change and social change and spiritual things going on, and what the world is becoming and what we're leaving behind, and these kind of themes, really. Here we are. This is Dawning on a New Age. Thanks.
Go read the words as they're written on. Wherever you come from, wherever you are, and if you're on your own on this long, lonesome trail, listen out for the lonely wail. The song that it sings. It sings here for you, that you may know of justice, and justice may know of you. And the past will be forgotten when the end is on nigh, for the world is dawning on a new. Skeptics and cynics standing by the door. You knock so loudly and splinter the walls. You tie our hands back and think we will fall. But the days are turning around. Like leaves that turn brown and fall from the trees, there's nothing inside there but a cold empty reed. With vanity you grieve, you hear the coming roar, 'cause the world is dawning on a new age. Go critics and judges who bow your heads to your gods, but you cannot reason why or determine right from wrong. The old ways are dying in the footsteps that ring down dark corridors of royalties and kings. The skies are getting dark, there's something in the air. Something's coming, and no one knows quite where. The whole wide world will keep on turning, for the world is dawning on a new age. No disbelievers and materialists to label all of our dreams. Wrapped up the whole world into non-belief. But the winds are a-blowing, and it's revealing where it's been. All across from the far corners to the Empire State Building. But everything's changing from the skies to the ground. The old world is fading, it's going underground. The seasons are racing and the sun's beginning to glare, where the world is dawning on a new
That was Dawning on a New Age. I'm going to continue the theme with another song about sort of end times, kind of apocalyptic in a way. Again, it's another acoustic track, and it deals with secret societies and the plans that some people are making around the world, maybe behind the scenes, maybe underground, maybe not what a lot of people know about in the mainstream, maybe. You don't really see it on TV much. Anyway, this song's kind of like a gently sort of beguiling kind of tune. It's kind of like an old lullaby, really, like an old folk song. It's kind of gentle on the ear, so I hope you like it. This is called Ballad of 2012. And, of course, it's referring to the famous predictions of the Mayan calendar in 2012, the world coming to an end and this kind of stuff. So, anyway, here it is. This is Ballad of 2012. Thanks.
They're building temples, they're burning fires, making hay, preparing for battle across the world. It's gonna be settled. stars fall down, the mountains are far, the planets aligning, and the earth is scarred. I'm waiting here in the falling rain, watching the sunset from a forbidden place. Eyes of hope, chimes like thunder, it's ghostly cold. It's the end of the world. Lie is different on every level. Rome is burning, the sure upheaval. Secret societies are creeping around. They don't expect to be called of God. Eyes of hope, chimes like thunder, it's ghostly cold, it's the end of the world. The people are asleep, it's a deep dream. They laugh and play with the TV screens. I see paradise falling with wings. I see without sight, I see the coming of the spring. Eyes of hope, chimes like thunder, it's ghostly cold, it's the end of the
Yeah, that was a kind of lullaby for you. There you go. Sort of a, maybe a sort of a slow sort of folk kind of song in the traditional sense of folk songs, which is a discipline I sing a lot of my songs in, really. I do some kind of rock songs sometimes and jazz it up a bit, but a lot of the time it's just with a plain old acoustic guitar. I'd like to change tack now, in a different direction slightly, and the more conspiracy related direction. This next song I've put on the boards as I was figuring out the technology, so you may have already heard it, I don't know. This is called Power All Over the World, and it's a song dealing with different aspects of conspiracy. It's sort of a melting pot of thoughts and ideas about what it all means, and a lot of name dropping and stuff like that. So anyway, this is Power All Over the World, and again, if I get any comments, I don't know if I'll get one comment at all. It might be that bad. People don't like it, but I might put up alternate versions in the future when I've done some more recording with proper backing. But anyway, this is Power.
Big oil, big business, big media, it's all a lie. The CIA, the FBI, the NSA, tongues are tied. Turn on the news, the truth's been sold. There's only one conspiracy, your life's out of your control. Power, nothing but power. Power, all over the world. Big money, big banks, big industry, everywhere you deceive. Cover ups, black ops, psyops, you won't see it on TV. You heard of the New World Order, well, it's taking control all over the world. It's gonna blow. Power, nothing but power. Power all over the world. UFOs, ETs, underground bases, they tell you it's a myth and a dream. NASA, SETI, the UN, it's all kept behind the scenes. Advanced technology could free the world, no more poverty, but it's all under control. Power, nothing but power. Power all over the world. Politics, geopolitics, abduction as deep as a black hole, free energy, war, poverty, hear the bells toll. Call me paranoid, but lies are everywhere. It's all propaganda, it's all designed to scare. Power, nothing but power. Power, all over the world. False history, strange archaeology, anomalies, it's all hidden away. The Zionists, the Illuminati, the Vatican, they can't be swayed. I went into the land of magic and light. I saw the whole wide world turn inside out. Power, nothing but power. Power, all over the world.
Dark evil empire falling down around us, while we stand in flames. Rome is indeed burning, my friend. Rome is indeed burning. Well, it's getting late into the morning now. It's 8 o'clock and I've been up all night doing this podcast, figuring out the technology. Excuse me for the pauses now and then, but I've done my best to figure it out. It's the first time I've really put together a podcast, so you'll have to excuse me. I don't know what song I'll do next. I think I'll do a song called about mythology, called Atlantis. It's a slow sort of ballad song. It's about obviously the ancient mythos that is the lost city of Atlantis, the famous place which has been rumoured to exist and has been written about in a few journals and books over the years, and certainly makes for interesting reading. And anyway, this song is also about the sort of, like, it kind of combines with the stuff I've written before about other sort of themes of a world coming to an end and what you can envisage for the future and what it all means. So I kind of try to tie it all together. Anyway, this is called Atlantis. Thanks.
I stand by the ocean, a thousand miles away. My mind melts and the trees sway. I dream of ships that glide from the moon. They carry gold and silver in the gloom. I walk beneath the stars a million years old, shedding my scars, revealing my soul. I see an alien mirage folding in the the sun. Across the desert, I hear the roaring of the guns. I can see a new land of love and peace. I can see humanity fly into the universe. Don't you wanna touch? Don't you wanna find? Don't you wanna go where no man can? Atlantis, 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 Atlantis. I sleep neath the heavens in the glitter of sunsets. The wind cries, every face is bereft. I call to the horizon of a higher reality. Mankind has shattered all the hopes that make him free. I imagine Atlantis glowing beneath the realm. A lost people coming to an end. From across the stars, the spacecraft land, where time is another country, where the pyramids stand. I can see a new land of love and peace. I can see humanity fly into the universe. Don't you wanna touch? Don't you wanna find? Don't you wanna go where no man can? Atlantis, 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 Atlantis.
Well, you're still with me. I haven't lost you already. I thought I would have bored you to death by now, but you're still here, so I'll keep churning out the tunes, and you can sort of see what you think about them, you know. Honestly, this isn't shameless promotion on my part. I don't sell any of my CDs or anything. I don't do it for money or profit or anything. Just I thought, well, you know, above top secret, you know, people might be interested in hearing these sort of things. And maybe they haven't heard some songs like this before. I don't know. Maybe they have. But I just wanted to just do something creative, just for the enjoyment of it, really. And just to get the songs out there, really, I guess. I am. I first got into ufology back in the early 90s, about 1994. I saw the film version of Communion with Christopher Walken playing the role of Whitley Strieber. I knew about Whitley Strieber from the 1980s when I'd been into horror. I'd read a lot of horror fiction, and so I recognized the name and watched the film. And then a few years later, I went to some lectures on the subject through the UFO magazine with the then editor Graham Birdsall before he died, which I don't know, no one seemed to flag as suspicious, but I don't know, it seemed a bit odd to me, but I won't go into that right now. And I heard people like Tony Dodd speak, Nick Pope, Graham Hancock, Richard Hoagland, and it was a fascinating 2 days of lectures, and I was hooked from then on, really. I wrote songs about the subject, and really got into it, and really diverse myself in a lot of ideas and themes and theories and feelings about the whole thing. And, you know, I had my own perspective. I didn't just sort of copy what other people had done. You know, I wanted to provide something of my own, you know. And so that leads me up to the present day with this set of songs. And these songs are I'm putting on sort of like an album I'm putting together. It's going to be called Dawning on a New Age. And obviously I'm going to be re-recording these tracks. These are just the rough first takes, as it were. Anyway, moving on to the next song. This song is a song called Dark Shadow or Destruction Time. I wrote this with 9/11 in mind, about dark powers that be, whether they be terrorist or whether they be behind the scenes special interest groups within the government. That's up to the listener to decide, but basically it's about the dark side of humanity at the end of the day, and the evil that it can perpetrate. Anyway, this is called Dark Shadow. Thanks.
A dark shadow over the world. There's a dark evil, and it's so old. It's out on the streets, right up to the top. Nobody can help it. No one can make it stop. There's a wicked game, and it will stop your brain. There's a sickness in the world, and it's taken its reign. There's no shame in what some will do. It's a travesty, and it could happen to you. I'll stand and wait beneath dawning skies, waiting to catch your eye. You better believe me, it's destruction time. The distance rolling out to sea. There's nothing flippant, there's nothing to see. The buildings will fall, the sun will roar, the moon will crash, and the many will roll. Kingdoms can crumble, in the flame. The planet can burn with you to blame. The skies can fall in the blood red rain. Judgment can crawl across the open grave. I'll stand and wait beneath burning skies, waiting to catch your eye. You better believe me, it's destruction time. I feel so intense, I got no breath. My charms deserted me, it's a costly death. It'll shiver your bones, it'll mask your eyes, it'll shake you up on the inside. The enemy is here, and they've made us slaves. The days will rot, and time will decay. The beast is awake, it's been awake for so long. It's been staring at you, you can feel its song. I'll stand and wait beneath dawning skies, waiting to catch your eye. You better believe me, it's destruction time.
There's a dark evil over the world, indeed there is, and some will make you believe that it doesn't exist, but, well, there you go, really. You know, a lot of people disagree on it, and a lot of people debate about it, but, you know, whatever way you look at it, there's a lot of evils going on. But anyway, as I was saying before, about ufology and my interests in ufology, what I've been doing recently is trying to create something conceptual, really, with these songs, something that ties together in an artistic way. Basically, songs for someone who really is interested in this kind of stuff, and I just wanted to appeal in that way, you know, in my own humble way, and just try and sort of, like, you know, with my own voice, make something of my own, and just get something across that, you know, people can find accessible, you know. And it's not something that you hear a lot about, you know. I know there's, obviously, there's an odd song about extraterrestrials or flying saucers or ETs or spaceships from Mars on the radio sort of stuff, but it's very rare, you know. So I thought, well, hell, I'd like to do this, you know. This next song is, I'll put a more upbeat song on, as it's got a bit low tempo. This song is this is kind of a power to the people song, kind of rise up, and maybe a kind of a new world order nod to those guys. And it's called Gotta Rise Up and Take Control. This is called Gotta Rise Up. Thanks.
Don't need no government, don't need no rule, don't need no controllers, don't need no fool. You gotta rise up, you gotta rise up, you gotta rise up and change the world. Don't need no politics, don't need no establishment, don't need no flash car, don't need no parliament. You gotta rise up, you gotta rise up, you gotta rise up and change the world. Gotta change the world, change the world, gotta change the world. Don't need no weapons, don't need no nuclear bombs, don't need no military, don't need no guns. You gotta rise up, you gotta rise up, you gotta rise up and change the world. Don't need no liars, don't need no facade, don't need no black helicopters, don't need no blacked out cars. You gotta rise up, you gotta rise up, you gotta rise up and change the world. Gotta change the world, change the world. Gotta change the world. Don't need no regime, don't need no power change, don't need no fascism, don't need no rain. You gotta rise up, you gotta rise up, you gotta rise up and change the world. Gotta change the world, change the world, gotta change the world.
I became interested in the ancient astronaut theory quite a bit in the 90s as well. I was very intrigued by the claims of Erich von Däniken, which are obviously well debated on, I assume. Maybe they've been mentioned on ATS, I don't know. That was before my time, as I only joined last year in 2008. I was lurking for a while, and I only really sort of chime in on the big ones, really, the big questions, rather than the more obscure and sort of, you know, more complicated discussions about sort of, you know, the sort of, you know, maybe the fringe kind of things. I prefer the big topics, you know, the big discussions, you know, that's where I really come in on. It's a great site, by the way. But yeah, I was interested in the ancient astronaut theory, and it really intrigued me, and it made sense when looking at the Bible and comparing it to the modern day phenomena of the ET visitation experience, and combining both in an artistic way in songs was really good as well, really. I did a song called We Came From the Stars, which sung about this and dealt with this kind of issue. And I think there's a lot of sort of religious problems today. And I think if they could actually maybe see in an unbiased way without the shackles of history, the shackles of being brought up in a certain religious climate or a certain religious type of family, then they could see that, if you looked at what's really going on, then you can see a line through history, there's a connection, it all sort of connects, so it's like connecting the dots up. Obviously you can't prove it scientifically, obviously you can't prove it with hard facts or evidence, but it's more like just, I don't know really, it's just making sense of it in a clear way. But anyway, this next song is about New Age ideals and dealing with my overall philosophy of what it means to believe in what I believe in and think the things I do and stand by the things I do, like we all do, I guess, at the end of the day, concerning conspiracy or ETs or even on the skeptical bench. But this is called I Dream. Well, I just want to say thanks a lot for listening through all this. If you want to leave any comments on my podcast thread or whatever you call it, then feel free. It'll be really interesting to hear from you. Say hi. If you didn't like any of the songs or if you thought they could be improved in some way, if you had some critical ideas, then I'd be interested to hear them. You know, they're obviously a work in progress, but hopefully they'll give you some idea of what I'm about as a musician, as a songwriter. I haven't got the greatest voice in the world, and the recording technology wasn't quite perfect when I recorded these songs, which I'm sorting out. But they're what I've got at the moment. They're the most recent stuff I've got. You can also go to my website if you want to check me out, of course, and see what I'm about there. I'll finish off with one last song. This next song is a little longer than the other ones. It's kind of a ballad. It's basically a straight song about ET visitation and the experience of it, and coming in contact with something otherworldly, if it actually gets that acknowledgement. This is called Life Elsewhere, and I just want to say thanks a lot for listening, and take care and be safe. Thanks very much.
I saw a spaceship up in the sky. It glinted metal in my eyes. I saw a vision of a hope of hope. I saw a wisdom that we could change the world. I felt a whisper touch my ear. Its message was clearer than a sunlit spear. I felt a passion rise up through my bones. I felt a flash here that we were never alone. You think there's no point, and you say that you don't care, and you doubt every word I say. But can't you dream again? beheld a light. In the clouds, it darted away. Into its hidden shroud, I beheld an angel far from the crowd. I beheld no danger. And I took off my crown. You think there's no point, and you say that you don't care, and you doubt every word I say. Can't you dream again? Shudders in the cold. I dared beneath kingdoms coming from the sun. I dared to see a new light that was inside of everyone. So you think there's no point, and you say that you just don't care, and you doubt every word I say. Can't you dream again?